Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to our national B2B training call. This morning is Tuesday, almost said Monday, that's just out of habit, but Tuesday, September 3rd, 2019. We certainly hope everyone had a great holiday weekend and appreciate you being flexible and joining us here on a Tuesday morning on a call that we typically host on Monday morning. But I'm so glad that you've joined us. You are in for a treat this morning. We have standing by none other than $200,000 earner, Mr. Jim Tanner. And we are so excited to hear from him as he trains later on in the call. We also have standing by Mr. Mark Rich's Platinum World Council member and $700,000 ring earner to introduce or to recognize, I should say, our top producers for the month of August, and also to talk about some exciting incentives that Legal Shield announced for September. So we'll get to Mr. Riches here shortly, but I'm really excited. I want to just congratulate all of those who worked hard this past weekend to close out the month of August. There were a lot of sales that went through on both Friday and Saturday. Of course, there are a lot of sales throughout the entire month of August. It was close to a record month. I don't know if it was an overall record, but it was definitely close. It was a big month of production last month in August. So I want to congratulate everyone who did that, and again, who really worked right up until the last minute getting sales in. I know we had people that were getting to senior director and executive director. Some folks were getting some performance club points in to get PC qualified or PC Pro qualified for August, and so congratulations. You know, I say this all the time, but the families that you protect in doing that, I don't know that their lives would change a whole lot if you had processed their membership yesterday and it counted towards September business, or if you processed it on Saturday and it counted towards August business, but it changes for you. And in those moments, I mean, those couple days of coverage are good for the family, but it can make a big difference when you look at the bonus money that Legal Shield has put on the table. And let us not forget that it was only about a year and a half ago that Legal Shield really doubled down on their bonuses, saying that they wanted a higher percentage of income to come from bonuses. Now, they didn't want the commission income to decrease, but they looked at someone that was making $80,000, $85,000 a year and said, what can we pay in bonuses to get them to 100? Someone that's making, you know, 180, how can we get them to 200 with bonus income? And that was a big initiative, a big drive that Legal Shield put forth at the beginning of 2018. We have seen the fruits of that, the results of that, in some massive bonuses that they have already paid out, and certainly that they've got on the table for the month of September. So to speak more about that, and again, to recognize our top producers, let's take the call up to Cookeville, Tennessee, where we're joined by Mr. Mark Riches, again, Platinum World Council member, and just an exceptional leader. Mark, let me just say, I'm excited to see you, and I know you're excited to see the team in 1 month from today in Salt Lake City. We'll talk about that here in a little bit as well. But we'd love to go to you and hear your thoughts for where we are starting off the month of September.
Awesome. Well, we got some huge announcements coming out of Ada, Oklahoma, Legal Shield's corporate office, with some incredible September incentives. But let's talk about August. August was a great month. We had a lot of new associates join the team. I want to extend my personal welcome to them and encourage them to get out and get started and get Fast Start qualified. And we're going to give, especially the new associates joining in September, a big reason to go get Fast Start qualified. But August, we had some great incentives in there. Now we're moving out of the summer, Mike, as you know, into the fourth quarter, as you mentioned, and the kids are back in school. I mean, this is a great time to really double down our efforts and work hard and incredible incentives for the month of September announced. I'm going to get to those in just a minute. Let's talk about the August top producers. I'm going to list the top 10 here this morning and recognize them, but we've listed, I think, the top 20 on our website. But coming in at number 10 is Rebecca Baker from California. Congratulations to you, Rebecca. Right there with her, a half a point away is Mr. Dave Paperna, so I want to recognize him as well. Then we've got Gail Ross from Indiana. Congratulations to you, Gail. We heard from her last week on our call. Mr. Chris Evans, congratulations to you, sir, coming in there at number 7. Brian Fahili, Mr. Brian Fahili from Ringgold, Louisiana, congratulations to him, ranking in the top 10 producers. And Melanie Knabb, hitting executive director and doing a great job. Congratulations to her from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And then we've got in the top 5 here, Renee McKnight from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Congratulations to you, Renee. Mr. Bowie Ballard from Texas, good to have you on there, Bowie. Congratulations to you, sir. Mr. Stan Poulsen from the state of Florida, congratulations to you for making it in the top 3 producers for the entire month of August. And then we've got Mr. I'm not sure who this is, Adrema Wilkes from Missouri. Congratulations to you, Adrema, ranking in number 2. That's a new name, and excited to have you ranked in the top 2 producers. But the number 1 producer for the month of August last month was Miss Judy Johnston from New Mexico. Congratulations to you, Judy. You're beating some of the biggest producers in Legal Shield, ranking in number 1. Congratulations. We're so super proud of you. Let me tell you real quick about the September promotions. It's for any associate recruited from July 1st through September 30th. Okay, so July 1st through September 30th are eligible. They have to fast start qualify. And Legal Shield's just opened up the bank. I mean, I've never in my 25-year history, in just a few days I'll hit my 25th year with Legal Shield, and I've never seen this much money available to associates, new associates coming in the business. But, you know, it was $200 last month. They've bumped that up another $100, so it's $300 as a Fast Start incentive. That's the carrot saying, hey, go out there, get Fast Start qualified, and we'll give you a $300 bonus, which, you know, is more, Mike, that's more money than they make in their commissions, for sure, probably triple what they make in their commissions. So unbelievable money. I mean, $300, and the sponsor of that associate gets a match, a $300 match. So I really like that because it the new associate and the sponsor are equally yoked and properly incentivized to go out and get Fast Start qualified. There should be no one joining Legal Shield that doesn't Fast Start qualify. $600 on the table for going out and writing $60 in premium and recruiting one associate, or writing $180 in premium. Either way you do it, either way is the same, and you get that $300 bonus. Then they really cranked it up for manager. For people that go to, because we don't want people to Fast Start qualify and say, hey, I made it, you know, and hang their certificate on their wall and sit back and look at their certificate. That's the bottom of the marketing plan. If you print out that marketing plan, the senior associate level is the bottom, okay? That's your first promotion. You've doubled your commission. But the next step is manager, which is only $400 in premium, and they give you a full 30 days to get that done. And they give you, last month it was a $200 bonus, which to me is a big incentive to go get $400 in premium in 30 days from when you fast start, because you know you get an extra $200. But listen to this, $500. They're giving you $500 bonus as an incentive to go write $400 in premium. And the one, say you wrote $180 to Fast Start qualify, that counts. You're almost halfway there. So it's just another, you know, $220 in premium and you're done. So the $180 or the $60, whatever you use to get to Fast Start, counts toward the $400. And you do that and you get a $500 bonus, and the sponsor of that associate, big reason to be sponsoring right now, gets another $500. So a total of $800 for getting in the business, getting Fast Start qualified, attending a Fast Start school, note, attending a Fast Start school, and hitting manager in the next. You have 20 days to Fast Start, and then you have another 30 from when you Fast Start. So I Fast Start today, now my clock starts, I have 30 days to get to manager. And again, all the premium you write to get to Fast Start counts toward that manager 400. And I just, Mike, I've never seen incentives like this, $800 on the table, extra money. This was not available when I fast start qualified and went to manager. I mean, I would have loved an extra $800, but this is available to every associate joining right now and in the fast start process or within their 30 days for manager. We encourage you to get it done, make it happen. The company's, you know, literally opened up the safe saying, hey, here's all of our money. You just calculate it. You know, $400 in premium is what you write, and they're paying out $1,600 in bonuses, plus another $200 in business builder bonuses, which go to like senior associate executives and stuff like that. I'm telling you, this is crazy money. It's very exciting. Super excited to make that announcement this morning. Again, a special congratulations to our August top producers. Can't wait to see what our September months look like. One other quick announcement I want to make, Mike, is the deregulation of another state. This means that there's no license requirement now for the state of Nebraska. So another state joining the ranks. We had Texas this year, Alabama this year, Illinois, and now we've added another one, Nebraska. Deregulated no license now required to write any plans in those four states, Texas, Alabama, Illinois, Nebraska. And a few years ago, you know, it was Florida. I mean, they just are really doing it. They're making our job easier. They're making our job easier to build across the country, to sell more memberships, and get this incredible product in people's hands. I'm super excited about the B2B incentives as we enter the fourth quarter, and I'm just excited to hear from Mr. Tanner today. I hope all of you had a great Labor Day, and with that, Mike, I'll turn it back over to you, sir.
Fantastic. Yeah, exciting announcements there, and great news on Nebraska. That was, if I remember correctly, well, I know this. It was a license that I never got because it was more difficult than it was worth.
So, yeah, it was a little complicated.
Yeah, it was. So having that out of the way, I agree 100%, just makes our job easier. And guys, how exciting is that? Mark, you mentioned those B2B incentives. I'll mention that again because, remember, all of the B2B incentives that we have, and we're still, well, there's two things. Sorry, I'm getting distracted here. All the B2B incentives, as far as production goes, are weighted by quarter, which means if you meet an incentive level in September this month, you're going to get a bigger bonus than if you meet it in October. And again, guys, that's our job. We want to help our team get the biggest bonus possible. And if you're going to get a $1,000 bonus in October, that's great. But if it could be $1,250 in September, we want you to take advantage of that. Remember also the new groups opened incentive for September. That ends October 1st. What do you have to do there? You got to open a new group. And if that group has $250 in premium, so if you're writing a $38.90 sale, I'll just do the math real quick on that, divided by 39, that's 7 sales that you'd have to have. If you're writing 38.90 plans, you write 7 of those, that would equal over $250 in premium, and they're just going to give you a $200 bonus for that. If you have over $300 in premium, it's a $300 bonus. If it's over $400 in premium, it's a $400 bonus. If you have over $500 in premium, it's a $500 bonus, and those are all cumulative. So you could get all 4 of those bonuses by opening 4 different groups that meet those different levels. Now, you know, you don't have to shoot small there. If all 4 are over 500, you'd still get all 500 in premium. You'd still get all 4 bonuses. But again, don't forget about that. That's one of the reasons why we talk about these promotions and these bonuses on this call. Is again, we want to help you maximize the bonuses that you're getting from Legal Shield. I mean, if you're going to do the work, and you could do it a little earlier or have the card signed and sent in, when I say the card, the authorization form, signed and sent in the month of September before October 1st, you don't have to even have the production until the end of the year. So if you went in and met with a company today and they said, yes, we want to offer this, but we want to do it through our open enrollment in November, have them sign the form, and you just have to get that form in before October 1st, and then it will still count as long as the premium is there by the end of the year. So, I mean, again, if we can help you get a bonus for doing that, for doing something a little bit earlier than you would have otherwise, that's our job. That's what we want. That's why we're talking about these things. You could start a brand new associate, and they could go out and get their $60 in premium and one associate, or $180 in premium. They could do that in their first 30 days, and they would get the commissions from that. Or they could do it in their first 20 days and get a $300 bonus, and you would get a matching. Like, that's what Mark just talked about. So that's the idea here is, and I've always been pretty passionate about that. We're not talking about cheating the system. We're not talking about manufacturing sales or anything like that. What we are talking about is working the system in your favor and producing in a way that you maximize your bonus income. And that might mean getting something done this month versus next month to get a bigger bonus on it. And that's, again, we got two big B2B bonuses right now that are all dependent on what you and I do this month. So I'm excited for that. Let me just give you a reminder. I hope that as a team, we're using our team website, successteamworld.com. That's a fantastic resource. It's something that it's so rich. There's so many things back there. I'm not saying that I hope that everybody spends the day today going through the website and looking for downloads versus calling companies and setting up appointments. I'm not saying that ought to be your primary focus. I am saying that if it's been a while since you've logged in, you ought to go log in. You ought to take a look at the things that are there, at the resources that are available under that associate access. One thing I was looking at is our additional B2B training. We've got some great videos back there that just supplement the training that we offer as far as our B2B employee benefits training. But go take a look at some of those videos. I'm telling you, you could spend a few minutes every day just learning and growing and getting better. The difference that's going to make over time is huge. Mark talked about last week. Last month, our book of the month was The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson. And you heard Mark talk. Was it last week or maybe 2 weeks ago? But he talked about the principles of that book are a few simple disciplines that are practiced every day. Over time, make a big difference. And Mark gave the example that Jeff Olson uses in the book, where if you eat a cheeseburger today, it's probably not going to kill you, but if you eat a cheeseburger every day, over time, that will have a negative impact. The reverse is true as well. If you work out today for 30 minutes, it's not going to make you fit. It's not going to change your life dramatically. But if you work out every day for 30 minutes, over time, you'll start to see a big difference. And that's how personal development works. And we certainly are big on reading the books and listening to audios. I mean, there's a ton of great information more than ever before that's available at your fingertips for free. But I just want to come back and shine the light on some of this training that we've got on the Success Team World site. That's a great place to go for additional training and for personal development. And if you were to spend 15 to 30 minutes every day, maybe in the evening, right? I don't know if you'd need to do it right before bed. I'm usually too tired to focus right before bed, but maybe early in the morning, find the time and kind of set that aside for your learning, for your education. Again, watching one video today might make a little difference. Getting on this call today will make a little difference, but doing that every day over time will really add up, and you'll start to see some monumental results from that. So I just wanted to come back and shine a light on that website. Of course, one of the pages that I hope that you check out regularly is the events page, and we've got a couple exciting events coming up here this week. I'll be in Albuquerque, New Mexico this Saturday with Judy Johnson, who's our, again, was recognized as one of our top producers for the month of August, and an executive director, qualified for executive director. I'm excited to get to spend the day with Judy. We're going to be doing an employee benefits certification training this Saturday, so if you're in the Albuquerque area, we would love to have you out to that. We also have our very own Mr. Jim Tanner, who will be at the in Virginia Beach, Virginia, this Saturday. He's going to be training at a Super Saturday, and we'll have that information up on our events page as well. I'm really, really excited for that event. If you are anywhere close to the Virginia Beach area, definitely take the time to get out this Saturday and invest in your future by listening to Mr. Jim Tanner. And I'm excited for that event as well. Again, there's a lot happening. The biggest event that's on everybody's mind, as I already mentioned, is the Salt Lake City Convention coming up 1 month from today. We'll all be in Salt Lake City. That's Thursday, October 3rd is when that event starts. Remember, it starts that morning with the Solutions in Action training. That's a training that I'll be doing along with Abby Parker, a $300,000 ring earner, Doreese Frencha, and Rachel Lawton, both $100,000 ring earners. Some of you were at the training that we did in Dallas. We did that just before the Dallas event back in the spring. And this is not trying to pat ourselves on the back, because I'm happy to admit and put out there that those three ladies are much more talented than I am. But it really is a phenomenal training. It's a phenomenal event. It's very much focused on the skill sets that you need to be successful in B2B marketing. And it's advanced. It's definitely not something that you're going to see in a typical training event. And we would invite you to come out and be a part of that event on October the 3rd. And then the main event starts that evening, continues all day on the 4th, and the morning of the 5th. We'll conclude that event by about noon Mountain Time on Saturday, October 5th. So I know I talked to some people this past weekend that were making travel plans, and you can probably catch a flight out on Saturday evening or afternoon and get home. You don't have to stay an extra day. If you choose to stay an extra day, it's a beautiful city and a great place to be. Obviously, some fantastic things that you could do with your weekend there in Salt Lake City, Utah. And that's a gorgeous time of year as well in the Rocky Mountain Range there. It's really pretty. The weather is typically wonderful. So, again, it's a great place to be. I'm not saying that you ought to come out to Salt Lake City just to have good weather. There's a lot of places with good weather in October, but there's no place that's going to be hotter as far as the excitement and the energy than Salt Lake City with all of the great leaders that we have in this company. This is the Legal Shield Fall Convention. So this is the big event that you really need to be at. So if you haven't registered for that, there are still some discounted tickets available. You can go on that successteamworld.com website, and you can register for that Fall Leadership Summit on the events page. You can click the Register Now button. It'll take you to a page where you can put in your information, and then we'll try to match you up with some discounted tickets. There are still some discounted tickets available. Even if you paid full price to register, though, it'll be 100% worth it. It's going to be that great of an event. And then, of course, make your travel plans. You know, we're still a month out. You can get a cheap flight. I just bought my flight last week. I sat there and I said, oh, my goodness, I haven't even bought that yet. So I bought my flight and got a great deal. You can still get a cheap flight. There are still some hotels available. One thing about Salt Lake City is there are not a ton of hotels. And so we filled up quite a few, but there are still some available that you can get that are close to the event. You won't have to drive or rent a car. You can just get a shuttle to the hotel and then walk to where the event is taking place that day. So we definitely want to invite you to be a part of that. It's going to be a phenomenal event. Don't miss it. Just don't miss it. We're going to be sitting here, and I know that I've said this before, but it's so true. We're going to be sitting here on this call on Monday, October 7th, and I'll give you a preview right now. That call will be dedicated to be a recap of that event. And here's exactly what we're going to say on October 7th. We're going to come back. We're going to say that it is impossible to try to sum up in a one-hour conference call the experience that you could have from being at the event. But we're going to give some nuggets that we glean. We're going to feature some people that day on October 7th. This is the Monday after the weekend event. We're going to feature some people. They're going to share some nuggets. And there will be people that are on that call on October 7th that for whatever reason decided not to go to Salt Lake City. And here's what they're going to be thinking. I guarantee you this will happen in just over a month from now. On Monday, October 7th, they're going to be sitting there thinking, you know, I should have gone. I should have pulled the trigger. I should have made the commitment. I should have done it. And there will be nothing that they can do on Monday the 7th to change the result. There'll be nothing that they can do. They don't have a time machine. They won't be able to go back in time. They'll have missed that event. They'll get a tiny taste of it on that call, and it'll be a great call, and we'll talk about some great things. But they'll get a tiny taste of it, but they will have missed the experience, period. And there will be people that were at Salt Lake City that when they listen to that call, it will conjure up much more than just hearing some good nuggets. It'll conjure up memories. It'll conjure up emotions and feelings that they had. It'll remind them of commitments that they made. Big decisions are made at big events. It will remind them of other knowledge that they learned at that event. And that call will be more meaningful for those who were actually there. It'll be helpful for everyone. But those who went to the event, who made that commitment and followed through, will be sitting there on Monday the 7th, and here's what they'll be thinking. They'll say, man, I'm so glad I went. It was tight. I didn't know if I was going to be able to. I made some things happen. I made some things work. I moved some money around or whatever they had to do. But they will be sitting there saying, it was worth every penny. It was worth every second of my time. It was absolutely worth what it took to get there. The great news is today is not Monday the 7th. Today we're still in September. We're still 4 weeks out from that event. We're still a month out from that event today. And everyone listening to my voice right now can still make a decision whether to go or not to go. That's 100% in your control. And if you've already made that decision, and if your decision is to go, fantastic. Keep that. Hold on to it. Don't let it go. Don't change your mind. Keep going. If you've made the decision not to go, you've heard me say this before, best thing you can do is change your mind today and make it to Salt Lake City. You will not regret it. You can decide today which group you're going to be in when we have that recap call. Will you be one of those sitting there saying, man, I should have done it? Or will you be sitting there saying, I'm so glad I did? That is 100% in your control. I invite you to take action, to make an adult decision to begin changing your life from what you can gain at that event, what you can learn, how you can grow. That's all out there for you. It's there on the table for you to grab it. Just make it happen. Again, I am so excited this morning. We are joined by Mr. Jim Tanner, a $200,000 ring earner, platinum executive director, and just one of our team's greatest resources. Jim has done so much to help our team really for years now. He's provided exceptional training, exceptional support. One thing that I really love and appreciate about Mr. Tanner is, you know, if you're in his organization, he'll bend over backwards to help you. But if you're not in his organization, he'll still bend over backwards to help you. He really does care about people, and that's evident in his actions and the way that he carries himself and the way that he conducts his business. And that's one of the reasons why he's had such tremendous success in this business as well. Certainly this year, as we have gone through a transition in our organization and the way that we market and the way that we conduct business, the branding that we use, Mr. Tanner has just been instrumental in helping us not just make it through that transition, but explode through that transition and experience growth through that transition. And he's helped make that a very positive thing for our business. We are very, very grateful for his leadership. And without further ado, I will turn the call over to him. Mr. Tanner, thank you for joining us this morning. We're excited to hear from you.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Riches. I'm so excited to be able to spend this time with our team, with our Legal Shield family this morning. It is absolutely my pleasure to be here with you, and I'm fired up. I am excited to spend this time with you. I'm going to speak as fast as I can while also still being clear in my communication, but I have a lot of material to go through, so I do hope that you have a pen and paper. I'm going to give you a bulleted list of some information that I think is going to be very valuable for your business. And also, information that you can refer back to, and I'll talk about that at the end. But I was thinking as I was preparing for today's call, what is the difference between somebody that moves fast and has incredible success in their Legal Shield business and somebody that struggles? I mean, what is the difference? I think everybody on the call today would like to know, even if you are one of the people moving fast and having great success, you'd want to know, what is it? What are the factors that are allowing me this great success? And if you're one of the people who's not moving as quickly as you'd like to, not having the success level that you'd like to, I'm sure you're going to be very interested in that. So that's kind of how I started the process for today's notes that I'm in front of, that I'm working from as we're talking, is what is that difference? And it's fair to say, you know, it's a question we have to ask. Why have so many people with great potential been left, you know, spinning their wheels on the side of the road instead of having their lives changed by our incredible Legal Shield opportunity? And so I want to dive into that with you this morning, because here we are, it's the beginning of September. This is the last month of the third quarter. We're going to go into the fourth quarter. We're going to have the biggest finish to the year starting right now than we've ever had in the history of this team, 25 years plus, certainly, and also in the history of the company, which is nearly 50 years at this point. So let's talk about what are those factors. And before I get into the list, let me say this. In most traditional businesses, so outside of Legal Shield, many of you come from traditional business. In most traditional businesses, capital is what matters most, money. So if you want to build an apartment building, you want to launch a restaurant, you want to build a retail store, all of these things are very capital dependent. They're capital intensive. They require money. And you either have to have the money, or you have to have partners with the money, or you have to borrow the money. So that's the reality. Like if I wanted to open a pizza restaurant in my neighborhood, I would have to buy or rent the building. I would have to renovate it and make it a pizza restaurant. I would have to lease or buy all of the equipment for that restaurant, hang a sign, get all of the licensing and approval in place. I'd have to get everything up to code and approved by my city government. I would have to do all of these things. I would have to lay out all of those dollars before I could sell a single slice of pizza and receive a dollar in the register. That's intense capital, or capital intensive. And if I had to build an apartment building, I would have to hire construction people, we'd have permits and processes, I would have paid for the land, I would have people building and working, I would have government people making sure that we were being safe in the building and working, we would be buying incredible amounts of materials, we would be leasing equipment, we would be bringing this building from the ground all the way up and turning it into places where people could live, and it would need walls on the inside, and it would need appliances in every apartment. I mean, there is a lot of money that goes into that. But in your Legal Shield business, I think I made my point there, in your Legal Shield business, there are 9 things that are far more important than money that can allow you to build a multi-million dollar Legal Shield business. 9 things more important than money. Because money really is not a factor in building a Legal Shield business. Now, some of you may have just stopped listening there and said, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. How do you build a business without money? I just want you to just kind of unfold your arms, or either mentally or literally, if you folded your arms up when I said that, and just give me a little bit of your time and attention, and let me talk to you about these 9 things that are more important than money for building a multi-million dollar global Legal Shield business. Number 1 is time. I would write that in your notes if you're taking notes, because time properly invested in your Legal Shield business is worth a fortune. It truly is. And time wasted is devastating to the potential of your Legal Shield business. See, I've been doing this a long time now. The associates that prioritize their Legal Shield business, when we recruit them, we're able to capture their imagination. We talk about fast start qualifying, and they go out and they get it done right away. And we see people that do it in 20 days. We see people who do it in 2 days. We see people do it in 2 hours. But we as sponsors have captured their imagination. We've promoted that. We make sure that they understand that with our first step training. And they go out and they do it. And Legal Shield rewards this activity. They give you a 1-year advance commission. They pay that in your bank account basically immediately by direct deposit. They also pay out bonus dollars for Fast Start qualifying on top of the commission. And even sweeter, by doing that, you get promoted from the associate level to the senior associate level in the compensation plan and double your commission. And what happens when people prioritize their Legal Shield business in the beginning and put time and make the time for their business is it tends to start a chain of positive feedback loops for that new associate so that they'll continue to prioritize the time for their business, which leads to more sales and more commissions and more bonuses and more promotions through the compensation plan. But alternatively, some associates are excited about the idea of their new business, but they immediately dismiss the idea of Fast Start. I mean, I have this conversation all the time. They'll often tell me the reasons they need to ease into their business. And by the way, most of the time, those reasons, whether they're family or job or whatever it is, the reasons that they were seeking out an opportunity like Legal Shield, the reasons they should prioritize the time to launch a Legal Shield business quickly, those are the reasons that they use to not do it. They say, well, I have obligations to my family, to my work, to my church. I'm very busy with other things. And that's okay. We have a lot of folks that come back around later, and I'll talk more about that as we go on. But when somebody can prioritize time, if they can invest the capital of time, they tend to have incredibly fast and rewarding results. Now, again, some people are excited about the idea. They don't have the time, and they'll tell me that they have reasons why they can't. And by the way, massive action, you know, why somebody should take massive action or doesn't take massive action, I would say that massive action in and of itself is not about using more time. I know some of you are hearing me say this, and you're saying, I don't have a lot of time. But our Legal Shield business was built for people that don't have a lot of time. I'm going to talk more about that in a second, but I want you to understand that we all have enough time to build a multi-million dollar Legal Shield business regardless of how much time you think you have. We do. And you need to understand that before you'll invest the time in doing that. So massive action is not about using more time. It's about using the time that you have more effectively. It's about more intention with the time you have. See, I started my business working less than 10 hours per week. But I used those hours to launch my business, and the reason I was willing to invest the time that I had, the time that I could gather together, that 10 hours a week, the reason I was willing to invest that time can be summed up in number two. So let's talk about number two. If number one is time, number two is desperation. And desperation sounds like a negative, but it can be used as a positive. See, you can harness desperation for positive results. I made two investments in my Legal Shield business when I got started. I invested $249 because that was the only option to get started. That was money. That was real dollars that I invested, and I invested all of my desperation. See, I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. I had goals that I was trying to reach in my life, and I was in a situation where I was physically tied to my job. So I had to go to that job location every day, and I was only getting paid when I was clocked in. So it was keeping me from the life that I wanted because I was trading time for money. And the result of all of that was I wasn't even paying my minimum bills to live. So I was giving away my time. I was locked into a physical location I had to go to work. And in exchange for that, I couldn't pay my bills. And I was desperate. And I kept that desperation as a motivator. See, we have a business model that attracts top professionals to our business. And I realize that not everybody can relate that's on the call right now to somebody who worked a full-time job and a part-time job and couldn't pay their bills. But because we have this powerful model, we attract top professionals. So some of the people that struggle the most in business when they join our business, honestly, they're the ones making a six-figure income somewhere else. So it isn't that they don't have money. And they come from insurance or real estate or other white-collar careers, and many of you on the call right now are those people, so you know what I'm talking about. And they come here and they never get off the ground. Even though they want to take advantage of the potential of our business to give them time freedom along with income, they're uncomfortable enough when they get here. And so they don't invest desperation into their business. For some of them, the day comes much later, months or years after joining up. They finally get tired of missing everything. They're frustrated with the 60-hour work weeks and the time away from home, and they want the lifestyle that many of us enjoy. But if they would have just applied that desperation in the beginning, they could have invested that capital to launch a multi-million-dollar business sooner. And number three, determination. If desperation is you saying to yourself, I must, then determination is saying to yourself, I will. Desperation motivated me. It motivated me to make a list of everyone I knew, and determination got me to contact those people. So many of you on the call right now, you come from a world where you need this business to work, and you need it to work quickly. You want to start your B2B business. You want decision makers to come effortlessly to you and say yes. You want to be in front of employees doing enrollments. And the question comes down to determination. See, desperation, again, motivated me to make a list of everyone I knew. And determination got me to contact those people. But I talk to people every day, and I ask them if they've made their list, and the answer is a resounding no. They say, I don't want to talk to people I know yet. They say, I don't know that many people. They say, I just moved here, and I don't know anyone. And then I think to myself, do they have desperation? Because it doesn't matter how much determination you have to contact people if you don't have enough desperation to make a list of people to contact. And that might be from Reference USA. That might be from people you personally know. See, I was making appointments with people I knew and the referrals from people I knew. That's how I launched my business. My first appointment led to my first membership sale. That's true, and that was helpful to me. It was a pretty easy sale. Many of you know that I was a member for 10 years before I got involved in the business. And so people closest to me already had a membership because I had told them about the membership before I was an associate. So my mom, who's kind of that easy sale that a lot of people get, she already had a membership. But she referred me to a friend of hers that didn't. And that friend was willing to sit down and see the presentation. And here was what was so great about that for me. She said yes. So my first membership presentation resulted in a sale. My first real membership presentation. And by the way, that is still on the books all these years later. But the next person said no. She said she would never need Legal Shield and she wasn't interested. And I remember, maybe because it felt like such a powerful rejection, I remember feeling, very rejected. And so I had just been dealt my first rejection, and to overcome that, I would need number four in the list of the nine types of capital that you have to invest in your business, okay? Number four, far more important than money, is courage. See, courage in business is more valuable than capital. Jim Rohn even says in his trainings, give me somebody with only $1 to invest and some courage, and I'll help them build an incredible success story. Courage in spite of the circumstances. Courage in spite of not because of the circumstances. It makes a big difference. See, there's a lot of us that are excited about our Legal Shield business, but we have not summoned our courage to sit down with people and do a presentation or to contact folks from our list and schedule a time to do some practice presentations. Now, you can say whatever you want to say, and we all tell ourselves different things, but what's really going on behind the scenes is we are not activating our courage. So we can say, well, you know, I've been in businesses before where I shared with family members and it didn't work out. You're not activating your courage. People can say, well, I really want to focus on strangers. I understand, but you're not activating your courage. And courage is a form of capital far more valuable than money. Number five, ambition. Without ambition, my story would have been very different. And I think that there's some danger in suggesting that my personal story is everybody's story, and I don't mean that, but there's something to learn from my story. Ambition. I started my Legal Shield business to make $400 a week. That's what I needed to replace two jobs that were essentially blocking me from the future that I wanted. All I needed to get that far was the first four, what we've already talked about, time, desperation, determination, and courage to keep going. But I needed ambition to go further than I could have imagined, right? I couldn't just go further without ambition. See, it was Mark Riches that suggested to me that if I could make $400 a week, which is what I was doing, then I could also make $400 in a day. That's what he said to me. He said, Jim, if you can make $400 a week, see, he knew where I was. He knew what I could do and what I was doing. He knew what my goal was, and he knew that I reached it. He said, if you can make $400 in a week, then you can make $400 in a day. And if you do that 5 days a week, that's $100,000 a year. And when he said that, it awakened my ambition. All of a sudden, I was seeing myself operating at a higher level with my Legal Shield business. Not just the same level I'd always operated at. See, I was still in my comfort zone. Yeah, I had made a slight adjustment that I was, and by the way, victory, in a lot of ways you might calculate it. Now, that $400 a week that I was earning in my jobs was now $400 a week I was earning as an entrepreneur, an American success story as far as I was concerned. Nobody told me where to go and when. Nobody told me when lunch was. Nobody told me if I could go to the bathroom or not. I had escaped the prison of my jobs, and I was very proud of that. But I had not awakened my real ambition. $100,000 a year from home with my own business, just the suggestion of that, it flamed a fire inside of me. And Mark Riches challenged me to that. He held a higher bar than where I was willing to put the bar for myself. And because of that, and the other mentors and people that lead us on a daily basis, it allowed me to think bigger than I'd ever thought before. That's number five, ambition. Number six, faith. And let's talk about faith for a second. Now, many of you have heard me do my training on the four bridges, where I talk about the journey from hope to belief in these four critical components of your business and your life. And I'll just review them quickly. Bridge number four, the journey from hope to belief in your Legal Shield membership. And I always say when I do this training that if I ask everybody in the room or on the call if you believe in your Legal Shield membership, then everybody's going to say yes. I mean, who's going to say no? Everybody believes in their Legal Shield membership, right? But the reality is, if you're not using your membership, if you haven't downloaded the app onto your phone, if you haven't started your will process, if you haven't gotten your will updated or done for you in the first place, if you haven't talked to your law firm and gotten your questions answered, then don't you really just hope in the membership? Don't you just hope? Because all you've seen is some videos about how great it could be. You've talked to or heard from some people do testimonials about what it did for them. But the reality is you don't know for yourself. So you don't believe in your membership. You hope in your membership. And the challenge in that is when you make an appointment with somebody, when you sit down to do a practice presentation with somebody, when you sit down, God forbid, in front of a decision maker at a company that has 30 employees and you just hope in your membership, that's a problem. Because the person sitting across from you hopes. They don't need to borrow your hope. They need to borrow your belief. And so there are four bridges. The membership, the leadership is the second bridge, the systems and the tools that are brought to us, the proven success system that we have. Bridge number three is the company itself, Legal Shield, a $1 billion brand held by a $17 billion private equity firm. The executives, people like Jeff Bell, who came from Microsoft, developed the very app I was just talking about, allowed us to go further, faster than we ever have before. And the fourth bridge is yourself. Belief in you, not hope that you can do it, but belief in yourself. See, associates that use their membership are true to the system. They understand the company and they're aligned. They understand the company and they're aligned with what we're doing, and they see themselves succeeding at the highest level. That's faith in yourself. That's belief in you. And it's so much more important than money. What if you had $1 million and no faith? You'd be poor. You wouldn't be rich. So understand that number six, capital, is faith. Number seven, ingenuity. Ingenuity is about putting your brain to work. I realized that because my goals were small, I wasn't putting very much brain power into my business. Now, I look back on it now and I understand that. I didn't understand it then. As the level of achievement I envisioned for myself grew, I had to access the other 90% of my brain that I wasn't using. You know, a lot of associates start off with the same goals I had. They're small. They use words like only and just. They say, if I can just pay my bills with my Legal Shield business, I'll be happy. And I get it, because that's what I said. They say, if I only make a little bit of money every month, that'll be fine. But only and just doesn't wake up your ingenuity. See, thinking with only injustice how we all got into the financial or time traps that we find ourselves in when we get here. We have to stretch our thinking to unlock our ingenuity. I'll say that again. We have to stretch our thinking if we want to unlock our ingenuity. Here's one way that I used ingenuity to achieve a $100,000 a year income and become a six-figure ring earner with LegalShield. I began spending more time with Mark and Mike Riches on the phone and at live events. I would seek them out at the events. I would call them on the phone for counsel. I'd send them my activities for the day, my results, what I did, even though they didn't ask for them. I stopped telling myself that they were so important and so busy that I shouldn't bother them, and I went to them for the advice and counsel I needed. I didn't ask somebody making $20,000 a year with LegalShield how to make $100,000 a year. I went to the people that were the source. I went to the people that knew how to do it because they'd already done it. Here's another way that I unlocked my ingenuity to build my business. I found out, and this was a lot of this was from talking with Mark Riches and others that were already six-figure and multiple six-figure annual earners, I found out that in the old days, quote-unquote, to build a sales team, the top earners would run a classified ad in the newspaper. Now, I had never thought of that, because when I thought about what it was to build a team early on, when I had no team, I thought it was going to be just people I knew, friends and family. I really thought that was the whole business. And by the way, I have a lot of friends and family in the business, but I was really captivated by this idea that they would run ads in the newspaper back when people read newspapers, and that people would see the ad, call the number, and that would be somebody you could talk to about the business. And I had seen the ad, and I'd heard the stories, but I couldn't afford to run ads in the newspaper, and by the time I got involved in the business, really newspaper classifieds were going away anyway. So I found places on the internet and what was then emerging social media platforms that I could use the words from those ads to communicate to strangers the potential of our business opportunity. It worked. I started to generate leads. Now, not everybody was interested and not everybody got started, but I did begin building a team all over the United States, and I did it without leaving my house. Now, when I had made the goal to earn $100,000 a year with LegalShield, I had assumed it would be with personal sales. I had calculated how many membership sales per month I would have to market to earn $100,000 in 12 months. Because I didn't have a team when I got that vision. But when I received my $100,000 ring, the vast majority of that income that I had made that year came from overrides and bonuses that I earned through an international sales team. People in different parts of the country, in different time zones, people marketing memberships to friends and family, people opening accounts as B2B professionals, people protecting commercial truck drivers. There was just this myriad of people that were building their LegalShield business the way it made sense to them, and they were all part of my team. So wake up your ingenuity. Number 8, heart and soul. And I'm running out of time, so I'm going to go quickly here. Jim Rohn asks, what would be the substitute for heart and soul? It's not money. Money can't buy heart and soul. Heart and soul are more valuable than $1 million. If you had $1 million but no heart and soul, you have no life. You aren't effective. And he goes on to say, heart and soul are the unseen magic that moves people. And I agree. I hope that when you meet me in person, when you hear me on the calls, when you see me on stage, you understand that I bleed LegalShield. It is my heart and soul. I understand why Harlan Stonecipher started this company. His vision for equality, his vision for fairness in America, and then beyond. I understand that this is a company that was started from need, not from greed. It wasn't a man looking for a business opportunity. It was a problem, and he was the one who was going to solve it. And he knew that the problem was bigger than he could solve by himself, so he built an army of people to help him find access to the justice system, equality for all. And that is why I bleed this business, why I love this business. And I've seen so many people join as entrepreneurs and live their success story. Go from the impossible dream to making it possible. To go from hoping and praying that this could be the thing to not only succeeding, but being the examples for the next generation to go. Your prospects can feel that. It moves them to meet with you, to sit down with you, to buy from you, to act, to make a decision. It makes people sign up. It makes people accept you as a new benefit for their employees and to allow you to be in front of those employees. And you cannot fake heart and soul. And it goes back to what we talked about, that first of the four bridges. Do you love your membership? Do you lay awake at night thinking of other ways that you can protect more people because it's the right thing to do, not because of the money that it can make? Because we have a heart and soul service. We have something that helps people, that people are better off having than they could ever be without it. That's the power and potential of what we do. Number nine, personality. You got to spruce up and sharpen up your personality. Each of us have plenty of personality. We just have to develop it so it's effective no matter who you talk to. And I know that there are people every day, maybe some of you on the call, and you're looking for shortcuts around talking to other people. The internet is full of automated systems that they want to sell you, sales funnels, all these things that promise to deliver to you only the perfect environment in which to talk to someone that already has their money in hand and would love to buy from you. It's nonsense, and it preys upon our deepest fears that we won't be liked, loved, or considered to be important. The reality is there's no shortcut that allows you to avoid talking with other humans. This is direct sales. That's what we do. Legal Shield doesn't run a Super Bowl commercial and put their website at the bottom and watch the orders roll in. If it worked that way, the company would have done it years ago, and they would have done it without us. Bill Bailey says, you've got to learn to be just as comfortable, whether in a little shack in Kentucky having a beer and watching TV with an old friend, or in a mansion in Washington, D.C. as a senator's guest. We are in the people business. The shortcut is not avoiding talking to people. It's engaging people every day. It's being personally developed, reading great books like How to Win Friends and Influence People, understanding how to have a personality, some charisma and humility to build relationships with real other people. Here's my final thoughts. The nine items we went over that are the secret capital to building a multi-million dollar global Legal Shield business that are more important than money. Whether today's your first day with us or you've been around for years, and you haven't been able to put your finger on the missing ingredients for your own success, I hope you can now realize where maybe you could invest more capital in your Legal Shield business. I recommend you use the learning technique known as spaced repetition to go back to this list often. Not because they're my words, but because you can leave this call today with great motivation, a feeling of energy to engage, and a desire to make massive change. But over a short period of time, without intervention, that motivation will dissipate. The way to move from motivation to daily disciplines that will carry you forward to the success you desire is actually simple. Use accountability as the bridge. Accountability can take you from where you are to where you want to go. The recording of this training can help you remain accountable to yourself. You can proclaim your goals and aspirations to yourself, to your spouse or partner, to your executive support team. All of those people will help you to remain accountable. And remember, you have an incredible business opportunity, an unlocked door to a completely different future. But only you can decide if you're willing to invest the capital and walk through that door. Thank you so much for spending some time with me this morning. Mr. Riches, I'll turn the time back over to you, sir.
Wow, Mr. Tanner, thank you very, very much for sharing that. What a phenomenal training. And just incredible perspective as well. I mean, I love it. I love the whole concept of, look, this business is going to require an investment. And there are things that are much more important and much more valuable than the dollars that we can invest. Frankly, the financial investment, as you mentioned, is not a great one. It's not a big one. You know, it's nothing like starting a traditional business, But I'll tell you what, it is going to require some courage. It is going to require some heart. It's going to require some belief. It's going to require some activity and time, certainly, on our part. And the other things that you mentioned, I just could not agree more. And I love the perspective. I really want to thank you for putting that together and sharing it in such an excellent way. Thank you to all of you for joining the call this morning. Again, a big thank you to Mr. Jim Tanner and Mr. Mark Riches for speaking to us this morning. It's a short week, guys, but let's make it a great week. Let's go out and increase activity. There just is not a more important time to be prospecting than right now. So I want to really encourage you to increase your prospecting efforts. Get in front of more decision makers so that they can see your belief in what you do, and that'll put you in front of more employee groups as well. God bless every one of you. Thank you again for joining us today, and we'll talk to you soon.